and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a special guest. Latoya, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
So, there's been a lot of talk about parenting on the internet. So, my wife wanted to do an emergency episode to talk about parenting in 2023. So, Toya, I'm going to let you get started. Go ahead.
Well, I think one of the things that we were talking about was parents being their, well, especially the mothers being their daughter's friend. And that's a big no-no. Because when it comes down to discipline, they just gonna look at you crazy. Like, why are you disciplining me for? You know? My mom ain't do it to me, and I definitely have not been doing that to my daughters. So I think it's very important that we not treat our kids as if they're our friends. Yeah, we're gonna spend time with them. We're gonna do things with them. That's a part of, you know, growing the relationship with them. But I've seen where mothers will befriend the daughters and will buy them these scandalous looking outfits, you know, talk any kind of way, be sharing stuff that is not really for a child to hear at the age that they are, and wonder why their daughters are acting the way that they are. Because you're letting them, first of all, you're trying to be their friend when you should be, you know, being a parent. And then on top of that, you're letting them dress however they want to. And, you know, we have some weirdos out here. So you're having your daughters grow up way before their time. And you got these folk looking at your daughter like, you know, just in a very weird looking way. And she hasn't even had time to be a child, you know. So I think that it's important for us to let these kids have a childhood, to let these kids grow up not fast, but rather at the pace that they need to. We need to stop befriending our children like they're our friends, because they're not. They're our children that's been entrusted to us to take care of while they're here on earth. So what are your thoughts on, you know, these parents that, because I know for me, my mom didn't do that with me. And I know your parents didn't do that with you either. So how do you feel about that?
I feel that social media has created a lot of this, I think. Because the things that I see are parents that are overly aggressive, that are not their children's friends, but they're overly aggressive and they discipline their kids online. And then I've seen some parents that do these little provocative dances with their children. I know it's a lot of celebrities that think it's cute for their children to get on the internet and curse. You know, parenting is just different. And I think you can pretty much blame the older generation. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you say that, you know, your mom wasn't your friend and my mom wasn't my friend either. But I think that a lot of these older parents, the no-nonsense parents, they don't know how to express love. They don't know how to go to their children and say, I love you. You did good, and speak life into their children.
Right.
And I think that creates a lot of the problems that we have today. And when you and I was having this conversation earlier about children growing up before their time and all this other stuff, you know, I don't think that that's done. Sometimes I don't think it's done intentionally.
Right.
Because a lot of these parents don't show their children love. They grew up kind of hardened.
True.
And the kids were forced to grow up a little quicker. And if the mother had her young, mm-hmm. and she was dressing provocatively and sexually active at a young age, and she didn't know any better, then the things that she didn't know any better to correct, you know,
right.
she's not going to correct that with her child. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep on creating generations of unwed mothers that are having children out of wedlock. And it's going to continue the generational curses of ratchetness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sucks. But at the same time, I feel like if people did a lot more talking instead of judging, then those things can be worked out.
True. I agree with that. Especially with, you know, when these children come to school too, you know, you see a lot of, you know, stomachs being shown and, you know, I mean, I know how I used to dress. And for me, I don't want that for my daughters. So, and knowing how I used to dress, I'm trying to nip that in the bud right now, because when you have teenage daughters, you know, and teenagers are at that awkward stage in their life where, you know, they're dealing with, especially in middle school, they're dealing with friends, things like that. So in seeing how, you know, I see some of these girls dressed now, I'm like, who is buying the clothes? You know, is mom or dad buying the clothes? Are, you know, who's giving the kids the money to buy these clothes? And I get some parents don't know, you know, you have those parents that don't know that their kids, that their daughters are dressing like that. You know what I'm saying? But then you have some parents and they let their daughters come to school like that.
And I know a lot of the times that I've seen on social media too, that especially if you have a baby mama, baby daddy type of thing, mm-hmm. where the father's with in another relationship. It was a situation where I covered, you know, several months ago, where the mother sent the father a text about a dress that she wanted her daughter to wear to the prom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very, very provocative. The whole back was out. It was like see-through. It was also a kind of like a halter top type of situation. And the father said, hell no. But the mother went ahead and got the dress. And it was another situation where the mother said that she, for her daughter's birthday, I think the girl was 17 or 18, she was going to get her breast implants. And the father said, oh, hell no. And the mother was like, ha ha, too bad. I've already forged your signature. She already got it done. And it's just like, I don't understand the new age parenting, but I want to play this. I want to play something for y'all. And I think this is what causes a lot of the bull crap with parents nowadays. So I'm going to play this for you guys. So that was a young girl who went to her mother and was upset at one of her siblings. And she went to the mother and said, "Mom, can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word?" And the mother said, "Yes." And that's what happened. I don't think that's cute. I don't think that was funny. Because letting a young child like that say curse words and say that type of way is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. That's just like parents letting their young sons play with dolls, or parents letting their sons put on their mother's high heel shoes and walk around, and you wonder why your 15-year-old wants to, your 15-year-old son wants to paint his nails. You're wondering why he doesn't have a girlfriend and why he's feminine. And I don't think that a lot of parents, and yes, we're young parents. We're 40 years old. You know what I'm saying? Our oldest is 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Our youngest is 9. We haven't been doing this for a long time, but our parents were decent. Mm-hmm. They weren't perfect. Our parents were far from perfect. But the thing is, they knew that they were imperfect, and they still instill things in us to make us know that, okay, I'm going to do the opposite of what my parents did at this, but I'm going to do the same things my parent did on this aspect.
The thing is, like, it breaks my heart because me first being a parent and I see videos like that, or if I'm out in public or whatever, and I hear these kids use language like that, or I see the way that they're, you know, the way that especially these young girls are dressed. I don't know. It just, yeah, they're not my kids, but like, it just breaks my heart because this world is crazy. This world is just pure crazy. And there's nothing out there in this world that anybody could possibly want. It's not. And it's like the kids are looking up to the parent. We have to be an example. And sometimes it's hard if you feel like you didn't really have examples. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just makes it hard. So you kind of have to have God help you find your way, because sometimes we come from very, very crazy situations. So these parents now, I honestly don't even have any words. We have to be better, you know? Letting these kids just walk around and do whatever, and then we wonder why these kids are out here terrorizing. I mean, and that's also the part that makes me mad. You're teaching your kids or child like whatever type of behavior, or making them or have them do whatever, and these are the same kids that are gonna go out here and be terrorizing people, going to school acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? And you wonder why, like, why some of these teachers are stressed. I was watching a video. It was some school in Chicago. I don't know if it was a behavioral school. This kid was cursing at the teacher, but I commend the teacher because he was calm in that situation. The child didn't want to do anything. He was getting angry because he didn't want to do what the teacher asked him to do. And then what looked like to be maybe an SRO came in, you know, and he had to calm down the situation, you know. And I get some kids come from very extenuating circumstances. There's some things that they are going through outside of school and that they bring inside, and they're just angry because the only time that they have any type of, you know, peace or anything is at school. But then even that can be a challenge because kids are coming into contact with other kids who have, you know, a different personality than they do. You know, and a lot of these kids clash, fighting and all of this other stuff. But this SRO had to calm the child down because the child was, he was really going through it. Like, he was like, I don't want to do anything. He was just cussing and he was just, you know. So it breaks my heart to see a child like that, but yet we find, or some people find that it's funny when a child's cussing or two kids is fighting and just acting crazy.
And sometimes it's actually, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. No, I'm not condoning, like, because I know teachers can, you know, but I also know that kids can too. You know what I'm saying? But if you're at home and you think that teaching you, like, letting your kid curse, talk any type of way, be disrespectful, tear up stuff, and you think that that is cute at home, or you think that, like, it's fine, these same kids going to be out there terrorizing people.
But sometimes it's also disabilities. You know, there are ED kids, there's LD kids, and these parents don't get, in inner cities and certain places, they don't get the care that they need. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these parents don't know the resources that are available to them. So, speaking from experience, I've worked at a behavior school. Sometimes, yeah, we can blame the parents. We can blame the parents 100%. But sometimes we can't. Because sometimes with black and brown children, they just suspend them. They just lock them up. And they just want to write them up and not actually see what's actually wrong with them. I know when I worked at a behavior school, it was a couple of children. Of course I can't say his name. But it was a young individual that was very aggressive. He was very disrespectful, very angry. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first started at Largo's foundation schools in Largo, Maryland, they was like, this is who you're going to be dealing with. And I had a meeting with the administrators and everything like that. And they sat down and they told me everything negative about this child, nothing positive at all. And in the meeting, I said, well, is there anything good about the child?
Right.
And they looked at me and said, no, not really. I sat down and I thought about that for a minute, because if they're telling me, a person that's going to be responsible for caring for this young child, if they're telling me that there's nothing good about him, then they're not telling the child that he does anything good.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and lie that the child was a reckless, wild individual. But one day, I was sitting down talking to him and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, what are some things that you like? And he told me some things that he liked. So one day on my long drive in my Crown Victoria from Woodbridge, Virginia to Largo, Maryland, I stopped and I got him a sandwich from McDonald's. I didn't let him eat in front of the other kids. I said, hey, blah, 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 let's go for a walk real quick. So I took him to the cafeteria and I let him sit there and eat that. And he was like, oh, man, thanks. Nobody did this for me before. And it's like, you just have to sit down and talk. Right. These kids are being sexually assaulted. Mm-hmm. These kids are being beat. Right. These kids are put into a situation that they didn't ask to be in.
Right.
So his mother was beat by her mother, who was beat by her mother. Mm-hmm. who was all generations of single mothers, and they're raising children, they're raising daughters, they're raising sons without a man there.
Right. Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then, be safe.